My life reveals the nobility of my birth. My life reveals the nobility of my birth. How wonderful that is. Can you imagine how your life reveals the nobility of your birth? Our life reveals the nobility of our birth by how we are touched by things in our life, how we are impressed by things that go on in our world. It's so easy to live a life and just go along with whatever appears to be and not take responsibility for it. But when we can become as a little child and live in that bliss, live in that oneness, live in that goodness that a little child is, we find that our life has great meaning and great purpose to it. My life reveals the nobility of my birth by how I live it, by how I think and by how I act. And the more wonderful a human I am, the more divine I am. Because when I live my ideal humanness, I have chosen to play the game of being a human being, and I do it wisely and well. I play the game of being a human in its most ideal form, in its most wonderful format, in its most delicious and delightful technique. Now, how do I do that? Well, I know that I am the creator of my world. And so when I see things in my world that touch me, I say, hey, is this touching me because I'm delighted? Or is this touching me because I'm not happy with it? If I am delighted with anything, then I am in charge. If I'm not delighted by something, then I'm not in charge. Now, if I stub my toe, I'm not delighted by that, and I'm not in charge. It means it's time for me to look at myself and say, all is in divine order. Look at myself and say, I am the master of every single situation that comes up in my life. If I take a sip of water that is not beautiful and wonderful and pure, I say, only beautiful, wonderful, and pure water enters my body. And if I need to, I spit out the water that I have tasted that is not perfect, or I am more of the master and I say, only pure water enters my body. And I look at the water that I'm entering into in my body, and I see that water as being fantastic and wonderful. I see that water as being utterly magnificent. I see that water as being pure. Only pure air enters my body. Only pure thoughts enter my mind. Only pure attitudes enter my world. And you see, when I'm in charge like that, when I every single moment take charge of every single thing that takes place in my life, then it is as I say it is. I reveal in my ideal humanness how divine my birth is. For if I am an ideal divine person, if I am born out of God, if I'm born out of divinity, if I'm born out of goodness, then everything I do must be goodness. Everything I do must be wonderful and fantastic. It's totally, totally, totally up to me. Not another being in this world is in charge of my thoughts. Really, that's true. Not another being in this world is in charge of my attitudes. Not another being in this world is in charge of anything that I am, save me alone. I reveal and I revel in my ideal humanness. I revel in my divinity. I remember my divinity. I live in my divinity, and I call all things good, and I say, wow, this is a grand and glorious world. This is a super world. And all the water I drink is pure, and all the air I breathe is pure, and all the thoughts I think are pure and beautiful and fantastic. It's my choice. It's my decision as what I will think, what I will dream, what I will eat, what I will say, what I will do and what I will be, and what I am. I revel in what I call goodness. I see it from my divine point of view. And I call all things good. All things good. I revel in what I call goodness. And I start with me. I start with me and I call me goodness. And I say, wow, that is great. That is beautiful. That is fantastic. That's exactly what I delight in. That's exactly what I want. That's exactly who I am. That's exactly all I know. That's exactly all I am, and I am that now and forevermore. I am that now and forevermore. I revel in what I call good. I revel in my creation of unconditional love. Yes, I revel in my creation of unconditional love. Unconditional love has no judgment in it, and so I look at everything in my world and I say, hey, that's great, and I love it, and I love it. I look beyond the dust. I look beyond the things that might not be as perfect as I would want them to be, and I call them good. And I call them very good, and I call them wonderful, and I call them fabulous. I revel in my creation of unconditional love. My life reveals the nobility of my birth, and my unconditional love is that continuing story, that continuing saga of love and peace and joy and truth and wonder. And that's all that matters, isn't it? That's all that matters in my world, is to be me, to live in unconditional love, to live and reveal my divine, my ideal humanness, to live and reveal my divinity. How can I live and reveal my divinity? By being myself and having fun, by delighting in every single adventure that comes my way, by looking at things and saying, this is not a problem, this is a solution. This is not something terrible, this is just something that we will work out. We've been enjoying watching Star Trek a little bit again. And as we watch it, we see what Captain Picard is doing. He is looking at the situations that are coming out. We know that script is already written. We know that they're going to come out fine. They have to. The adventure goes on. We know that the people are all going to be happy and that they're going to have learned something by the experience and been stronger in their own inner awareness. And they're going to be the most beautiful, glorious, happy people on the face of the earth because they are living their life now. They're living their life now. And they're living their life in joy and peace. My life reveals the divinity of my birth. It reveals the nobility of my birth. It reveals who and what I am, as your life does, as everyone's life does. It all reveals just who we are. And I revel in what I call good, and I call all goodness. Because all is wonderful, and all is fantastic, and all is marvelous, and all is me. Do I know that? Do I wonder in that? Do I delight in that? Oh, I do, I do, I do. And I know it now. I revel in my ideal humanness. I revel in my divinity. I revel in what I call goodness. I revel in my creation of unconditional love. Unconditional love that everything is in and that everything is. And that's who I am now. And that's who you are. And isn't it wonderful? My life reveals the nobility of my birth. I love you. I love you. I love you.